So Calvin hears Bat turn.
I heard him. I said, Calvin!
Like, no,
I
Bat! He goes, ah!
Is there anything in here you don't want?
You.
You got any candles? I see you have candles. You have a candle over there that's trying to burn out. Can I just have this?
All right, guys, we're back. This is the next episode of our RPG tabletop adventure. Let's see what happens now.
You're going along.
Oh, man.
And there's like a Gandhi-looking dude sitting next to the street, and he has a chicken in a cage.
A chicken.
Yeah, I thought for sure there is a candle.
And in a cage.
He's like, good sirs, do you wish to know your fortunes?
No, we already know them.
Yeah, I don't.
Pudgy is all seeing, all knowing.
Jim?
Did you know you were going to be Pudgy?
All clicking.
Did you know you were going to be Pudgy?
He's trying to steal everything.
Did you know you were going
to
be Pudgy?
Pudgy is the bird.
Oh.
The oracle.
I was wrong.
Oh, look at that guy.
How much?
How much? One silver piece.
And my candle thing was a stretch.
One silver piece, and you will know your future.
I'll give a silver piece. I'll give a silver piece.
Very good.
It's a trick.
He takes a series of like tarot cards and puts them out, mm-hmm. and he lets Pudgy out. Pudgy goes and looks at the cards, and eventually he pecks at one. Roll a
d10. It's a fucking bird.
I'm gonna do this too, so.
Oh, okay.
It was my idea.
I'm just curious what it is.
A five.
This one?
A five.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, the lying bard. Place no trust in the songs of bards. They are only foolish tales.
Is he the lying bard?
No.
No, he's a thief.
You're gonna find a lying bard?
Thank you, Pudgy.
You're the thief.
He gives him a piece of food.
I was trying to, you guys wouldn't let me.
Into his cage, and shuts the door.
Are you gonna roll your diet or not?
I thought you just went in your cage, shut the door. I was like, all right.
No, I mean, you can do another
roll
one.
Yeah. Die.
Oh, okay. Which one is it?
A D10. You just had it.
This one.
Okay.
Seven.
Ah, yes.
It'd be funny if you rolled a five.
The diseased rat. Beware the black rat, for it is tainted with evil.
So no black rats.
Thank you, Pudgy.
I'm glad you said that. I always move up and start kissing black rats.
Black rat.
Doom.
Okay.
Well, let's see when he's motivated.
Yes. 10.
The docks.
More than that guy's had for a year.
In the docks. So basically, we're here to first. We're gonna try to find information on this. On the
this. Well, we gotta figure out where we gotta go. Where's that paper at? Let me see this thing.
Is that a 36?
Yeah, 30 and a 6.
All right. So as you guys go to the dock, you see a teenage boy running at you, chased by guards.
Do you recognize the boy at all? No?
Nope.
Okay.
So he's stolen something and he's gonna try and hand it off and recover it later.
Hand it off to who?
Probably the one that looks the slyest.
What do you do? He's moving quickly.
I'll let the boy pass. Or should we stop the boy? If me being lawful, I should probably try to stop the boy, right? That should be what my character would do. Jay, what would you do?
Lawful, does that mean you let these
lawful
corrupt officials?
The idea of lawful is that you follow the rules
you
of
You try
law.
To uphold the law.
Yeah.
So when it's a choice.
If guards are after him, he'd probably broke the law. So I should be like, I should stop
him. Yeah, and he trusts in justice. So if the boy didn't do anything, he'll get
fine.
Off.
Yeah. Like, boy, wait! That's what I'm gonna do. You guys can do something else.
So roll a dexterity check, an agility check to try and catch him.
Can't believe you're putting
tackle
in this situation.
What? I'm lawful. What are you?
I was trying to do shit, now you're doing shit. We're letting it happen.
I got a 15.
You catch him. You catch him and sort of tackle him to the ground.
I'm a boy grabber.
And the two guards come up.
I help him kick the shit out of you.
Oh, now you help.
Well, I search him. I like pat him down real quick while I'm like
pat down boys.
Okay, roll a agility check.
Okay, that's a little different. Like you're looking for whatever he's got, aren't you?
Yeah,
asshole.
Well, that's what I was gonna do to begin with.
He's in it for himself, so he's gonna try to.
I got a 9.
All right, let's see if the guards see it. They're not looking at you necessarily. A 2.
2.
So no.
Okay.
So you take it. It has coins in it. You don't know how many.
Okay.
And they come over. And they're like, oh, thanks. And they sort of give him a good kick in the ribs.
Whoa, easy.
What's he done?
What's
is robbed.
Who'd he rob?
What? One of the merchant vessels.
Oh, well, that's not very good.
No, it's terrible.
How could this be?
He must be punished.
Where's the proof?
Well, we're going to find it right now. And they start sort of patting him down. And he doesn't have anything on him.
How do you know this boy robbed anybody?
Well, he's clearly thrown it in the ocean once we started chasing him.
He hasn't made it to the ocean yet. We caught him before
he was right there.
He's running away from the ocean.
Oh.
Roll personality to see if you can convince them.
I'm on their side too.
Ooh, yeah. Sure, you can all boost him with like a similar, you know.
I don't give a shit about this little boy.
What?
Five of you against two guards, like trying to persuade them.
No.
Okay. Two stupid guards at that.
I didn't
shit. Well, I suppose what you say makes sense. Get out of here, boy. Let's not see you again. Thanks for your help.
Stay out of trouble, kid.
Absolutely, officer.
Yes, what are you guys doing here?
We are trying to...
We're searching for
nothing.
A boat to find a passage.
Am I being detained?
Oh my gosh. We'll be one of those free inhabitants.
Nah, that's going to be a bit difficult these days.
Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of embargoes.
Takes about to get embargoed.
Yeah, wars have broken out, and there's a lot of military ships blockading the various ports.
We're going to need a smart...
Are they blocking passage or merely trade? If we hired a ship for our own passage without the interest of...
They are hesitant to let anyone out in case of spies.
Understandable.
Definitely. And most of the merchants got wind that this was happening. They all left. Except for Mr. Captain Crisp, whose ship isn't seaworthy.
Is he a serial character? Captain Crisp.
Captain Crisp.
Like Captain, you know what I'm saying?
Captain Crunch?
This guy's
Captain
been crunched.
Cookie Crisp
seems pretty crisp. Sweet.
Or Rice Krispies.
What's his first name?
Roger.
What's his dad?
Roger Crisp.
Jolly Roger Crisp.
Yep.
I like Jolly Rogers.
The ship over there, the Mankey Bastard.
What?
The Mankey Bastard.
I want that ship.
If nothing else.
You look at the ship, the Mankey Bastard. It's seen better days. The hull is rotting, the sails are heavily patched, and the rigging looks like it's been cobbled together from a few dozen other ships.
At least it's not the sea bitch.
A second look reveals that the prow has been reinforced for ramming, the gunwales extended to provide decent cover. There are two serviceable ballistas under tarps on the foredeck and the poop deck.
The poop deck.
The poop deck. It's up
it's
where
a deck
the helm
you
is.
Poop on, right?
You poop over the deck. You don't poop on any deck.
Is that the deck that you stand on to poop over?
You poop in a bucket and they fill it in the deck.
Probably.
No, they actually, some of the larger vessels, you actually crapped, like, through a hole on the back of the boat. But, we engage this man in conversation.
Ruling the guards in? Right?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't want anything else from them.
We politely part ways.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Model citizens. Rare day. Rare these days.
I shake their hands.
Rare, rare. Ho, ho.
Thank them for their service of keeping people safe.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So, Eric, keep an eye on the boy as he is. Like, does he look confused or?
He might not.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks confused. Maybe a little grateful. He's breathing quite heavily. He was kicking the ribs.
Yeah. Does he look back or anything?
At what?
At us, like...
I mean, after the guards leave, he's, like... He tries to run away, but if you, like, hold him and converse with him, he'll say something.
So, yeah, we hold him down and say, all right, kid, what really happened there?
Yeah, I ask him, like...
What really happened?
What's the deal?
Gotta make a living.
Well, if you're going to make a living this way, you should at least do it smart.
Merchants are all insured.
Yes, but you aren't.
True enough. I would have been. This guy.
What? Don't steal. It's bad.
What?
Okay.
Have you looked around?
Go get a job.
It's a small town. They would have caught you eventually.
I wasn't planning on sticking around.
Where are we going to go?
What?
Where's your food? Where's your horse? Where's your water? How far to the next village? Do you have this planned out?
I mean...
You're welcome.
You know... You have money. Money makes plans for you.
Well, how much money is going to be making my plans now?
Yeah, it's 65 gold pieces.
Yes. Good.
I didn't tell you about it, though.
What? I stopped him.
Yeah, but you didn't see me take it.
What?
You were busy holding him down.
You said I'm gonna help him. You son of a bitch.
What would be the stat I need to look for tricking somebody?
Personality.
Yep.
10?
0.
Oh, just 0?
You have no bonus.
You have no... yeah.
Your base stats.
You have no ability modifier.
Yeah, so it's just whatever you roll. So you're like, and you get a 17, that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas some of your other ones you have the little ones and twos by them. Those you add to.
Do you guys mind if I took point on trying to trick this kid?
We can do.
Trick him into what?
Try to trick whatever. I mean, whatever he took to hand to be or took or what information he got to hand it over.
We have it,
Calvin.
I already stole it.
Yeah, Calvin. Well, we have it.
That's,
yeah.
That's how we didn't
when you
get
were
caught.
Ignoring the kid, that's how we got everything.
Yeah. So you stole it and then you grilled him about it.
Huh?
Yeah.
He was asking him what really happened.
Yeah. We wanted to know.
I was getting a story.
What'd you get?
65
gold. Got like 65 gold from him.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Okay.
Because he's not telling us.
Yeah. He's a bastard.
He's not telling you where you got 65 gold pieces?
You don't know.
You don't know he has it. He just took it.
Oh. Yeah. You can might be able to put it.
You guys are under the impression.
The kid is confused and he doesn't have it.
So where's the money, kid?
It was here. I don't know. Must have fallen off and maybe it's along the dock somewhere.
Do you have a reason for to hold this kid anymore?
No, I don't want to hold him.
I wanted information, but I'm not exactly sure what kind of information I could get from him, so.
Maybe you can give him good information if you give him some money.
I ask him what he knows about the town. Like, useful, not like tourist information, like adventure.
What's it worth to you?
Maybe you can retain some of the glory that you stole from the merchant.
Huh?
You have it? You guys are jerks.
I didn't do nothing.
All of you,
you
stopped
stealing
me.
Money? Oh, you were being bad.
What?
You should have spanked you.
You saved him.
Yeah.
The guards. What are you talking about?
He saved him, but then we... But we also stopped him, so he could have maybe escaped.
I got some broken ribs. I'm not going to be able to get a job like this. I'm just going to die curled up in a corner somewhere.
Yeah, and they caught you. They'd take you somewhere. You'd be way worse off.
I'll tell you what. This guy will give you some...
If
you
have a grateful kid.
If your information is good, this guy will give you some money.
Why should I trust you? He stole my stuff.
I'll make him give it, or I'll put him on fire.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
See? I hold out,
What do you want to know?
You can't take much damage.
No, I can't. I'll offer... 10 gold.
Alright, look. Over there. See it?
Yeah.
It's underneath the briny rose. You guys see a cleverly concealed hidden jetty. Underneath the dock closest to the briny rose.
A jetty? It's like a boat, right?
It's like a place where little boats go.
It's like a small dock.
Oh,
it's like a floating dock.
It's a smuggler dock.
Is that good enough?
Do you know more?
Tell us more. Don't ask if he knows more, then he can just say no.
Oh, well, then let's go.
Tell us
about this kid.
Girls come in, girls go out. That's all I know. Oh. Hooded.
Shane,
what?
We're not going there now.
Let's find information about where we got a sail, and then we will.
I'm gonna go talk to Mankey.
Captain Crisp?
We'll do what we did the Hilton.
So you go to
what?
The ship?
Eat?
What?
I don't know.
Do you go to the ship?
I'm done with the kid. I got nothing else for him. Pay him.
All right.
Pay this man.
He takes it. He goes off. His ribs were not broken. That's as he runs away.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
Jack
no, I knew.
Okay, so
can we chase after him if we want?
That kid.
No, we're not going to.
Shoot him in the leg.
Okay, so
Eric, he took all our food.
He had a candle, Eric.
You see,
he had a candle. Did he have a candle?
What we see?
He had a candle, Eric.
Wow.
What we see?
I thought you wanted a candle.
So you see the Mankey Bastard, and there's a gangplank to get up there, right? And as you sort of approach. Someone up there is like, whoa, boom, boom, boom!
They have no teeth?
They got no teeth.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Hi!
Hi! Where you been at?
What's our business?
I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, it's what's our business?
We're trying to find a location that is ancient.
Yeah, here's the thing, we don't know where we're going.
But we need passage air across the water, we think, right?
Yeah.
You can ask for, like, Captain Crisp.
What's it called, the Gray Ocean or some shit?
We used to speak to the captain of this vessel.
So all we know is we gotta go across an ocean. There's gotta be hundreds of ports you could possibly
go. We don't know which direction.
Know that.
Gray Ocean, you have a map.
What the fuck we doing? My demon frog king is displeased with this adventure.
You have a map.
Yeah.
You just don't have, like, a star chart to go with it. So it's a good map of the island where this tomb is.
Yeah.
So you gotta find the island first.
Okay, so we gotta find a tomb.
So we gotta find an island, but we don't know where the island is.
Right.
So we need to get a boat to go somewhere, but we're not sure where it is yet.
Right. Or, like, you know, Gray Ocean. Like, you've never heard of Gray Ocean, right?
Maybe they have.
So that, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the captain has or something.
So does
the Golden Crown. Maybe that could be something important.
And maybe he knows somewhere, like, oh, you know, there's this old dwarven library.
Right? Here.
Over this way.
Tell him to read this.
No. Get him invested in the plot. So he has to help us or he dies.
Okay, so the guy
actually
is
not
like,
a bad idea.
He's over there to bust wood from the tower. Playing bones.
Playing bones.
Request permission to board.
Is that a gambling thing or is he with a woman?
Is that like Skulls?
No, I think it's like the dice game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could have been with a woman, playing bones. Or with a man. Okay. I got nothing else to say. I guess we could go there.
All right. Go over there.
Is that number 7 or 6?
That's the low.
The shady one.
Yeah, the shady one.
Well, I guess one to the shady end.
Okay.
Why don't we go to the better one? Because he's not there.
No. Which jetty?
You want to go to the
this
other
is the
one?
Jetty here, right?
No.
It was underneath the fancy...
What? The fancy one is on number 7.
Yeah, where was the jetty that the boy pointed to?
It was under it.
Under number 7, so it's like over here?
Yeah, so okay. It's on that thin bit there. And like you could sail out underneath the thin bit into the ocean, okay. Waiting ship or something.
Interesting, you could do that. Is Mankey the one that talked to?
That's the name of the ship. You're looking for Captain Crisp.
Yeah. Crunch.
Okay, let's find Primeape.
Okay, so you go to the place, which, I'm missing a page, that's why. I'm like, where is page number 7? It is a rundown inn. Before you get in, a bouncers throw this guy out.
Okay.
He's very pale, he has white hair, and he is not standing up. He's trying.
He's very sick.
It's not working.
You'll regret this! I'm king, you know!
I guess I'll walk over and be like, sir?
Offer him a Your Majesty, hand. If you please.
Offer him a helping hand. Your Majesty's on the ground?
Indeed, these rapscallions.
What are you king of?
Fry Zuzoff. The wintry north.
Oh. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Why
don't
Dwarven you... mines.
Is this the place we were supposed to go before?
This is the crappy place.
No, I mean, weren't there some dwarven mines we were supposed to go before, and then we decided to go this way?
Oh, maybe.
Is this the guy he's the king of
maybe.
That? The inn is called the Bloody Stump.
I don't like that. Okay.
Depends on whose it is.
My kingdom once flew with riches and trade, but my father was killed and fortune stolen by a frost giant. I was banished. Now I'm here, kingdomless.
How far away was your kingdom?
What?
How far away?
That way.
How far?
What? That way.
That's two different ways.
It keeps moving. Damn it.
What do you mean, keeps moving?
The sun.
I think he's... Have you drank today, sir?
What? I am a dwarf.
Would you like some more ale?
Ale? Indeed.
Have you had some yet?
I need more.
Where's your royal guard? Why are you by yourself?
I was banished, didn't you hear?
I thought you said your father died.
He did.
And then he banished you?
No,
the frost giant.
He took a giant fort. Banished me.
You have any proof that you're a king?
You doubt the word of a king?
I'm a king.
Well, good. You must have an army. Let's go take it back.
Where's your army?
What?
Where's your army?
slain by the giant.
Mine too.
So what are you
by a
of?
Sea giant? But I know his weakness.
You're really trying to work this in, aren't you? You've got that shoehorn, and you're just going at it, man.
But I know his weakness.
Fire?
Take me with you.
I bet it's fire.
With your army, I will reveal this.
No, my army was slain by a sea giant.
She'll kill him.
His weakness is lightning.
I see. Yes.
I don't know any lightning armies.
Wait. A sea giant? No. Ice giant. Weak to lightning. Every time it storms, he would never come down.
Oh.
This is how I know. Clever is Igor.
Your name is Igor.
Igor Ozanwansky.
Igor the dwarf.
Aye.
The king.
The king dwarf.
Yeah. The dwarf king.
Igor.
Igor the dwarven king.
But can you really be a king?
A Fryzuzov.
Of what?
Fryzuzov.
That's the.
What's that mean?
That's a place.
Is that dwarven?
North. That's his.
It doesn't sound very dwarven, does it?
I believe in your tongue it translates to freeze your ass off. Arse off.
So okay. You guys even think it's that cold.
Yes, but the minerals were flowing. We are hardy. We are hardy creatures, us dwarves.
Well, you're freezing your asses off.
That is the human word of it, yes?
But you named it the dwarf translation of that.
Yes, to keep people away, obviously. What am I going to call it?
Come and enjoy
terrible
my food?
Dark disease place.
Okay. Dwarves with,
So what?
Women with braided beards? Land?
To keep me away.
Why are you getting thrown out of this fine establishment?
Because they will not take the credit of a king.
Maybe you should try the other one.
Maybe you should pay cash.
I point at the other end that's nicer and...
Well, yes, that's obviously more of my kind of establishment, but I couldn't get through the door.
You could use a bath.
What? Dwarves can't smell.
That's obvious.
But humans can.
Well, we can.
We're trying to help sometimes very... opposed
a bath
to smelling
people.
Man.
You think dwarves can swim?
What's a bath isn't going to be too deep.
Yeah, we're trying to help you, man. We want to help you, so let's give you a bath.
Make it a bath of ale.
No, you
that's not
you
gonna
think
help.
You had enough.
What?
We just met this dwarf king that got thrown out of a bar by bouncers, and you want to get him naked and throw him in a bath of ale.
I was telling him he needs a bath. He said that he wants to give him a bath.
So let's help this guy.
Vengeance.
I don't know if we can trust him. He might be kind of kooky.
I could take you to my lands. We can get the giant's treasure.
What's that
we can
us?
Split it. 99-1.
No.
What? But the treasure is huge.
Half.
What?
Half.
Are you kings?
75.
He's a king.
Are you
king? I'm a king.
He was a king.
What?
I'm a king.
You're a king.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of the...
How about 60-40?
The great providence of Nevada. I don't know why that came into my...
Never heard of it.
I don't trust that you're a king.
What?
You're just a crazy little guy getting thrown out of a bar.
Look at my beard. Would a non-king have this beard?
It doesn't have any dirt in it. Who gives a shit?
What dirt?
It's got something brown in it.
What is it?
Chocolate.
It's feces.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Well,
thought it was chocolate.
That's probably why
I chose wrong.
The only other brown thing that can be caked in beard.
Chocolate.
You got any proof of what you're saying is true?
60-40.
Do you have any proof of what you're saying is true?
I will go with you. I have to show you the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you could just be having friends that ambush us and kill us and take our goods?
75-25.
I like your thinking.
Okay, so we're not going with you.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Shane, go inside and figure out why they threw this guy out.
Okay.
Shane, go inside.
All right, you go in. And there are...
Any girls in there?
Yeah, there's winches.
Why am I here again?
No, I'm just kidding. He just forgets what he was doing.
Yeah, so it's busy at all times of the day. There's always gambling going on.
I can talk to the bouncer. I go straight to where I think the bouncer would be.
Okay, he's still walking, like, you know...
Bouncing along.
He's standing on the outside of the door to make sure he doesn't come back in.
Okay,
so you look at him, and he sort of looks at you, you know, curiously, and...
I say... Put my finger up and say, why'd you throw out my, this dwarf fellow right here?
Don't say friend.
Yeah.
He was causing a disturbance. And he ran out of gold.
Is he a high roller up in here?
He drinks his sorrows away.
His sorrows?
Yes.
What do you mean, his sorrows?
He's going on about being a king, loony bastard.
How long has he come in here a lot?
He has been here for 3 weeks.
Has anyone ever seen him before that?
No, he came on a ship.
Ship from where, do you know?
He claims it's some snowy place from the north, but...
Who did he come here with?
I wasn't listening in particular. I assume he bartered passage, maybe for working on the ship. I don't know. He's not worth my time.
You don't believe him?
The ocean, then.
No, of course not. He's mad. He's rambling. Do you smell his beard?
I do.
Not in proximity.
I'm gonna ask the king.
You ask a lot of questions. People who ask questions tend to be trouble.
No trouble, sir. Let me leave you alone.
Thank you. Yes, stay out of trouble.
Here's a silver piece for your time.
He sort of makes sure no one's looking and takes it.
Gotta go steal it back.
You can't afford that.
I'm gonna ask the king if he knows much about the
Igor?
Ocean, the gray ocean.
What? Yes, of course. Gray ocean.
Is your place across the gray ocean?
Yes. It's not called the gray ocean anymore.
What's it called?
It's ancient dwarven name, the gray ocean. Now it's the sparkling sea.
That's a big difference.
We named it that because of all the monsters that you had to go around. It's one of the more dangerous places on the ocean.
But it's visibly very sparkly, what you're saying.
Yes, you can see almost into the dark abyss, and then you'll see eyes.
Eyes.
Oh, the eyes. Did you say you had some ale?
No, we didn't say that.
That's a problem.
We didn't mention it.
Can we do this over ale? I can tell you many stories about being a king. I can improve your manners.
I can...
Achoo!
No.
Ma'am!
I don't want to get sick.
You know, this is a dwarf. He knows about the sea thing.
He needs a sober mouth.
Mr. Dwarf.
He said his kingdom was in the north. Now he's across the sea.
Have him read the book. Your Highness, we're going to talk here as a group for a second amongst ourselves, okay? So.
I understand. I will.
Give us some privacy for a minute. Don't go too far.
Yes, he takes like 2 steps and just kind of falls flat on his face and you hear snoring.
Okay.
This guy's kind of drunk.
We walk away a little farther.
Sober him up.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, he could just be lying to get a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm just thinking
if we sober him out, then we can actually, like, tell.
Like, narrative-wise, I think it makes sense, kind of, for story-wise.
Could I tell y'all if we happen to run into the fallen king of the place you want to go?
I mean, no, it isn't the place we want to go.
It's he knows where it is. He's a dwarf.
Well, I don't know if he knows where. He knows about the
That book was dwarf, right?
Yeah, that's why we asked the one dwarven guy to read it, but only like half of it was dwarven or something, right? Or
yeah, we need sober mouth.
I feel like it was something that had to divide it. Imagine we could read part of it and he could read all of it.
Right.
Yeah. So we could read the front cover, but he could read the free book.
So he claims to be from like Fryuzov. You can go and ask some of the sailors to see if they've ever heard of it. Maybe.
Okay. Sure. Let's do that now. While he's sleeping.
Wait. What about Mankey?
We need to go talk to Captain
Mankey.
Crisp.
Yeah.
Who is in this bar.
Yeah, that's why we're talking.
I'll go talk to him, ask him if he's ever heard of this place. Calvin, you go. I'm sorry, what the fuck's your name in this?
Sting.
Sting? Sting and
Father...
Loblaw.
Father Loblaw, you guys go to the docks, spread out, ask captains, ask anyone you might know if you've heard of this place.
I'm gonna go check out the jetty with the fancy...
Do what you need to do. You do what you need to do. Me and Aaron, well, I'll go into the bar. You stay with this guy.
He's watching this drunk, sleeping dwarf.
Yes.
All right. Turn over, kicks him, or steps on him, or...
Okay, so they go do that. I go to the bar.
I guess I have a seat next to this drunk dwarf.
By the way, this is really good. It's cherry. It's delicious.
Ketchup?
Is it zero?
Oh, I will pull him out on
it. Zero.
You notice that... Thank you. You would describe most of the winches and servers in this place as homely?
That's good.
Homely?
Yeah. That's the first thing that you notice, I would assume.
I'll assume I see.
The second thing that you notice is that there's a lot of gambling going on, a lot of drinking, even though it's daytime, it doesn't seem to matter. The smell of sea permeates this place, but it does smell like there's some nice fried thing cooking. You smell like pork and things like that.
I'm hungry, but I'll keep my head down.
Lots
I'm
of
just
beer.
Focused on the mission.
Okay. You two people tend to stand out to you more than others. One of them because of his immense obesity.
where you would stand out, literally.
Yeah. Okay. So, he's a guy you see. He's obese and bald. He's like Daredevil, bad guy.
Kingpin.
Kingpin, yeah. You also see a handsome man who cuts a dashing figure, but is in a frayed rum-soaked dress.
Dress.
So it seems like his clothes were once fancy, but perhaps he's fallen on hard times.
He's very haggard.
He is a bit haggard, definitely. If you go over closer and sort of listen in, you hear people call him Roger.
Roger.
Ah.
Is there a captain? Yeah. Okay. So, I approach him quietly, humbly, on the side.
All right.
And say, what would I say? Captain, sir, could I trouble you about, can I buy you a drink, please, and ask you a question?
Maybe I'm on a roll here, though, don't you see? Can I wait?
I don't want to interrupt you. It's an important question, so finish what you have to do. And
you'll buy me a drink. It's fine. He cashes out.
Okay.
He comes with you.
All right. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Dragon's Breath.
Whoa.
It's got a kick.
All right, well, let me get you that. I want to get myself a... What do they got? Well, I'm going to get myself... I'll just buy you a drink.
Okay.
I'm buying you a drink, and I ask, have... all right, well... We're looking to... Is this, like, the map of the island?
No.
No, it's on the back of, I think it was a cloak that you guys found.
Okay. We're looking to sail, have you heard of... What am I asking again?
Fryzuzov?
The Gray Sea and Fryzuzov.
Yeah, the Gray Sea and Fryzuzov, the dwarf, wintry...
Igor always talks about Fryzuzov.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called, but there is a shanty town up north that used to be a mining place, but there's been no king there for some time. I know not its name, but I know it exists.
What of the Gray Sea?
I've never heard of it.
You're not there.
It's not something that I've...
Me and Aaron here.
No, I'm watching a fucking dwarf. I'm sitting over here.
Right, it's not a name that's familiar to me.
Yeah. Not familiar. Okay.
So are you looking to sail to this icy plane?
Yeah, we are, but we need to find someone who knows what they're doing and where they're going.
Well, I know where that shanty town is, if that's what you're talking about.
When you leave it?
Well, that kind of depends. You see, I'm going to need some upfront capital. And the reason for that is my ship needs a few repairs, right? It's not in the best of shape, let's say. We've been here for some time. But if you can give us some money up front, we can make the repairs and be ready to leave whenever you are.
Okay, well, let me buy you a... Are you going to be at this bar? Let me buy you another drink. I'm going to walk out, talk to my compadres.
Hi, all right.
I'll come back in here and we'll talk business.
Very good.
And if we don't do business, I'll still come back in.
Do you want a price?
Not right now.
All right. So shall it be.
Why not?
I don't want to talk business yet until I talk to you guys.
Well, we need to know what we're getting into.
Like, the first question would be, how much?
5 gold.
I mean, if he's selling me on something, I'm sure he won't give me a price up front. Or a good price, or the real price, or the least expensive price.
Well, we'll at least get an idea. I mean, if it's like 400 gold or something like that, we're not going to pay that. Right?
No, it'd be out of the question.
Yeah.
Of course.
So.
We'll get all the information you can, and then move on to them so that they can find information.
Okay. Sir, I'm back.
Well, that was quick. I haven't even finished.
Okay, well, what kind of prices are we talking here for repairs?
Yes, quite. Let us see.
For, just, you know, cargoes for 4 people, some stuff, and no questions asked.
50 gold pieces per week.
How many weeks does it take to sail there?
To the Icy?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
So 100 gold. Does that include his surcharge to repair the boat?
That seems kind of pricey.
I'm going to need up front at least half so I can make repairs.
assuming that's 2 weeks out and 2 weeks back, assuming you want to come back, that's 4 weeks. 200 gold, 100 up front, 100 when we return to your final destination. As long as it's not more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sound reasonable?
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe, I see. Negotiator. Well, I don't know if you've looked at the dock, but there's an embargo going on. The only reason I wasn't able to get out is because, well, have you seen the ship? If I make the repairs, I'll be able to get out.
What caused the damage?
Sorry,
I'm not there.
Nope.
My bad.
Really psychic wake.
What caused the damage?
Hello, Megan!
He sort of leans in. Says a run-in with the Butcher of Scarborough.
Who?
The Butcher of Scarborough. He's one of the wealthiest men in Seven Seas.
You confronted him out in the sea and battled? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
and
I
was defeated.
I may have stolen something from him.
You're still on the run?
And his ship was a bit faster than I anticipated.
So you're one man. You should be paying us to go with you.
But I'm saying, I know how to get past the blockade.
You better be, you weren't fast enough to get past that guy.
His ship,
It's like the Dauntless versus the Black Pearl.
I won't make the same mistake again.
I gotta talk to my crew.
I understand.
But let me buy you a third drink.
Okay? Sure. All right, so you left him.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to these guys.
What were they doing? I've forgotten.
I went to the jetty and the fancy bar.
Oh, to the Briny Rose.
Yeah. And Eric, I think he just went to the docks just to ask around.
What about the little dwarf guy?
He's still unconscious.
Yeah.
No, not to ask about his story.
That's one thing you didn't ask him about, but...
What?
The dwarf's story, if he's a king, if they know anything about
him. Yeah, he's unconscious.
Not asking the dwarf. We said about asking the other people if they know
him. He asked about him.
Yeah.
He asked the bouncer.
Yeah.
Oh, I asked. Well, when I brought up to him, he brought up the king, and he was, you know...
You asked the Mankey
captain.
Guy?
Yeah.
But he mentioned.
You didn't ask the captain.
Yeah, you didn't.
The captain mentioned him, though.
Yeah,
what I was originally saying was that's where you guys were going, was to go off and find more information about his story, if things were true.
I thought he was going to investigate the secret.
He was going to see the jetty place.
Yeah.
And then he was going either, I don't know if it was the other inn or if it was the docks for the other people and talking to people.
All right, let's do the Briny Rose. Okay. So you have silk gloves, silk headdress.
Mm-hmm.
You look like a classy fellow, assumedly. When's the last time you've taken a bath?
Probably in the past week before we left.
Okay. So, you come in. You're greeted at the door. There's bouncers on the outside. Make sure that you are worthy of such a place. Welcome to the Briny Rose. Your business?
Information and possibly a room.
Information doesn't come cheap in the Rose.
I understand, but good information is rewarded well.
Very good. Might recommend a bath as well.
Indeed. I've been on the road many days.
If you get a suite, it comes with the room. Highly recommended. The,
Indubitably.
For a little extra, you can be bathed by one of the winches.
Hopefully they're less homely than the other one.
So you go in.
I mean, there's definitely like some sort of human trafficking downstairs, so.
The Briny Rose is a well-appointed inn for visiting sailors and merchants. The walls are covered with hanging cloths in red and gold velvet. There are plants scattered about and the lighting is low. Tables are partitioned off with screens and attractive serving girls bring food and drink.
Mm.
The atmosphere here is subdued. Hanging in the center of the main room is a large chandelier with cut glass ornamentation.
Okay. I want to swing
from the chandelier.
if you sort of gauge the room, right, you see a lot of like whispered conversations. It's very subdued. You see eight serving girls going around, all of them beautiful, and you see someone giving who seems to be in charge to a certain point.
who is in her mid-40s.
What happened?
Okay.
I don't know.
She's dressed in the finest materials and jewelry. She, do you try to not catch her attention as you enter, or do you mind?
I walk in normally. I'm not like...
She comes over to...
So automatically everyone looks.
Exactly. She comes over to greet you. What's your personality? What's your score?
13.
13, okay. She comes over and gives you a wink. Says, welcome to the Briny Rose. I haven't seen you around here before, Hanson.
I am a newcomer, traveler from a fair distance.
I see. What distance might it be? You've come to a fair place.
About a week and a half travel.
Oh, I see. Is this your first time at the ocean?
Indeed it is.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
The rumble of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very rhythmic.
Indeed.
The rumble of the bed.
It's getting hot.
You know, I might have a bed available for you if you're interested.
A suite? Like what the...
Only the finest. You would have to share it with someone.
Have to.
Well.
Oh, that's fine.
How much for a room?
Well, this one would be free, honey.
Ah.
Don't say that deeply.
Free, honey.
Town's getting red.
Huh? Just because you guys are like being weird about it. It's already kind of awkward.
That's who you are.
Five guys sitting around a table.
He reminds me of the guy on Road Trip. I just picture Calvin like, oh, she likes me. Like he just starts getting red for no reason.
Look at you.
I can organize some company for us if you would like.
No, thank you.
Another guy or girl.
That's a shame.
It's a checkbox.
What?
Never mind. Oh, you wouldn't understand.
I get it now. No, I get it.
Well, then what can I do for you?
I would like information.
Information?
I'll go to this place.
Interesting.
You can't get in. I don't have enough silk.
Well, there's nothing for free.
Except for that bed.
That bed.
That wasn't going to be free.
There was going to be another transaction involved, apparently.
I'm going to take your kidney. put you in the bathtub.
Oh my gosh.
Put you in the bathtub of the suite.
Like ice comes to the room.
Before you go any further, if you could please check your weapons in the coat closet. We don't want any roughhouse.
But this is my walking stick. My quiver of little walking sticks.
It's in one of the bedrooms you see. Roughhouse is allowed in there.
Ah.
With weapons or?
Depends what kind.
If you could be so kind.
How pointy.
Sure. I will I'll put my bow and quiver in the closet.
It's tagged.
I'll conceal
whatever name you give them.
I'll conceal my my dagger.
You do so easily.
Easily. Fucking do that easily. Who else has weapons?
So come, if you can come to my office, maybe we can have a discussion
there. Certainly.
Rose's office, her name is Rose.
Rose!
The Briny Rose. Is nicely furnished, hung with paintings and tapestries. There's a comfortable couch and chair, and a sturdy desk against one wall. A brazier stands unlit in the corner.
Brazier?
Make a intelligence check.
Burp. Quack, 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 quack.
Nine.
You can spend luck if you want.
Yeah, I probably should. We have a D3. Yes. Look. 11.
Okay, nothing.
You can spend more luck if you want.
Yeah, you can spend more luck if you like.
Spend one more.
All right.
All right. 13.
Huh? Oh, damn, okay.
Still nothing. You're so close to a round number, Calvin.
Probably with a 15 number.
Or 14. Dang on it, one more. 14.
Still nothing.
What happens if I go to 5?
5. Nothing.
Five of luck.
Nothing. It's if you run out, you die.
Oh, okay.
And if you ever have to make a luck check, you have to roll under your current luck to succeed.
Right.
How much did you start with?
Nine.
Oh.
It's down to five.
Yeah. Well,
and it's been wasted.
Now it's five. Okay, 16.
Oh, God. Still nothing.
You notice.
I'm so pissed.
That there's a secret door behind one of the tapestries.
The tapestries. Mm-hmm. I have to check the tapestries.
So
this is a castle, and we have many tapestries. I am the last one.
She offers you a seat.
I sit.
What would you like to know about?
I am Mickey Mouse. What's behind the door?
Elephant in the room.
I don't know, this tapestry just came down and punched you in the face. I don't know what happened.
It's... out of game, like, don't forget, like, there's the dwarf, there's the gray ocean.
Yeah.
And there's the,
there's the boat downstairs.
Yeah, the jetty stuff. Or the out of character stuff.
Yeah. I saw a,
I'm just saying all the things we knew.
A hidden jetty. Very secretive.
Roll personality.
20.
She is visibly distressed at the way this conversation is going.
Especially the way it started.
Yeah.
Just right off. Hey, secrets.
It's not really a secret. It's down there. We use it for
hauling. I mean, you know, distress.
If you did it out in the open, like, look at the clientele in this place.
Yes, I mean, you know, distress. I was actually interested in investing.
Investing?
Yes.
Yes. In what, exactly?
In the business.
The business, the Briny Rose?
Give you more contacts.
Contacts? What sort of contacts do you have, Mr. Traveled from 15 miles?
Not 15 miles. I said a week and a half.
I see. You didn't put a horse in the stable.
I did not come by horse.
I see. So...
up the coast.
What is your trade, good sir?
I'm an adventurer.
An adventurer?
And a beekeeper, tell her that.
I see. And what sort of, how long have you been doing this adventuring?
About a week and a half.
For as young as you are, I imagine you have not been tested too much. Why exactly are you interested in this? What can you do for me? You have gold?
Yes.
You wish to invest? Okay, how much are we talking?
500.
I see. Okay, that's certainly something to get the conversation started.
Bluff.
Let's.
What'd you say?
Before we go too much further, if we could have your funds, that's a lot of money to be walking around with.
No.
We have a safe here.
No.
But I understand. We're just getting to know each other. The mayor, on the other hand, has a vault as well. Maybe we could store the money in there.
Hmm.
Have our negotiations. See what sort of agreements we come to.
I will tell you now that not all of the funds that I have are with me at this moment. I have dealings with the shopkeep, and he is appraising a piece for me.
Yes, very good. You noticed with your 20 before, I forgot to mention it, that when you mentioned the jetty, she rubbed her necklace.
Okay, interesting.
Nervously.
Like, generous.
Well, how long will you be here? How will I reach you to give you your share of the profits? Have you thought of any of this?
Give her your phone.
Just give her your phone. Give her your phone.
Ask
if she has Snapchat. Share Snapchat.
I have a small holding not far that my people can receive any revenue.
Very good. I haven't heard of you, so you're not of importance enough to draw attention, so that's a good sign. So,
come back on your own time. We can get the mayor involved, keep the money safe in the vault, and we can start talking more.
Okay.
All right. What about a room for the night?
Yes. You mentioned a free room.
Yes. Are you interested?
Yes.
I see. Well, I'll be waiting.
What, Aaron?
None.
Getting to the bottom of this.
All right. I'll be waiting.
Listen. Bottom of what?
Some bottom of something. All right, let's go where Eric is.
Okay, so I was going down to the docks to talk to random sailors.
Okay.
Is that what I was doing?
Sure.
Yes, all the seamen.
Make sure they know you're not selling.
Seamen, I need some seamen over here.
Do you have a beard?
Yeah, I do have a beard. I have a hood. I'm dirty. I'm stinky.
There's a holy piece of cloth filled with shavings.
he's not wearing a shirt.
But he is lacking a candle.
Excuse me, good sir. You seem a bit unstable. The docks are very treacherous. I would not recommend. You might slip and hurt yourself.
Are you saying that I don't have my sea legs? Look at this. I'm perfect.
And you turn around and you shake.
Oh, agility.
Okay. 20.
Yeah. Plus two.
14.
16?
16.
Ah, I see. Are you a sailor? You don't smell of the sea.
Well, I spent a lot of time on docks and swamps.
Swamps?
Not very deep, but I do know currents pretty well.
I see. It's very interesting, yes. Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah. I need some information. You want to talk?
I mean...
It's even more direct than me.
I'm not sure.
Well, you're a sailor, aren't you?
Yes.
So you probably have some knowledge about different bodies
of
water.
I'm on duty at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. I'll ask you.
Duty.
You know anything about the gray ocean?
No.
You're saying I don't know about the gray ocean.
There is no gray ocean.
There's no gray ocean.
There is no
gray You know it's ocean. Called also called the
Shimmering Sea.
He doesn't know that yet, does he? We conversed after we talked
one guy.
I have to buy a drink.
No, that was what the passed out dwarf called it.
Yeah.
Perhaps,
So do you know anything about a shivering?
I might recommend perhaps purchasing a map.
Do you sell maps?
No, but there's an open-air stall. Zeke is a cartographer.
So I need a map. I happen to be a guy that sells maps over there. This place rocks.
I mean, it's a dock.
Yeah.
We need maps.
Yeah, what ship do you work on?
That one. The battleship.
Oh, okay. You guys don't like charter like ships or anything like that, right? Like,
are you a spy?
No, I'm not a spy. I'm gonna need passengers sometime. I was trying to get the rates.
If you want to join the army, we can.
That's join the army, get across, and then leave.
Or the navy, I should say.
Yeah. Well, who do I go to talk about that?
Well,
okay, I'll go do that. I'll say goodbye.
Very good.
What?
Okay, so I go up to the map place.
All right, you find a stall with a halfling selling maps.
Hey, little buddy.
It's open air. Who do you
have maps?
Rick's like, I hit your buddy.
You've never been called little buddy before.
Are you blind? What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this?
I don't know.
What is
I actually am blind. I find that very offensive. My friends are looking for a map, though.
Well, you can't see yourself in the mirror.
Well, thank you very much. You're very, very mean little boy. anyway, so
I'm pat him on the head.
Indeed. Well, I'm sold out, as you can see.
Sold out of all maps.
There's nothing here.
I'm just looking for maps, and you're a map guy.
What map?
Why are you open if you're sold out?
What map? Well, because I buy them as well. What map would be good for a blind person?
I got a map.
You can't read a map.
I was gonna say, I got a map.
You're not in China. I know, I'm not in the thing right now.
You can't read a map.
So you just don't have any maps?
No, we're fresh out.
Do you know anybody that has maps?
Yes, if you walk about 50 foot that way,
yeah.
He sort of points you in a direction.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
There's a guy that has maps over there.
You look over there and you're gonna walk off the dock.
Yeah.
Because he thinks you're fine.
Why don't I trust you, little person?
What?
I don't seem to trust you.
Halflings are the most trustworthy creatures in the world.
I don't think so.
What? Have you ever seen a halfling? How do you know I'm short?
I had a halfling friend that poisoned himself for me.
What?
He was my friend. He died. You're making me think of halflings in a different way, and I don't like it.
Well, it was a waste.
You're the worst map seller that's ever existed. You only have maps.
Oh my gosh.
Good day.
I can't take him anywhere.
It's night!
What?
It's not good day, it's night!
You're
blind.
Are
you blind? I can feel the sun, it's not here.
The sun?
This does not work out the way I wanted it to.
started out by...
I was trying to
conflicting with him.
Energy into it.
negative energy.
Okay, well, you're flirting with fucking Rick over here, asking about rooms and shit.
I got shit, though. I got information.
You didn't get nothing.
What?
What did you get?
He knows there's a hidden thing, and that she has an amulet that she's fond of.
Yeah. So I'm going to sleep with her, steal her amulet, sneak into the room.
So you're like Matt Damon on fucking...
Steal a bunch of money from the mayor
and stab them on an Italian job.
I gotta or Matt Damon on Ocean 13.
Ocean 13, yeah.
All right. Plan.
All right.
Just think I didn't have a plan. You fake.
Eric, are you done with your...
I guess so.
There's other, like, shops around if there's something you're looking for.
Well, okay.
You really don't have maps?
No, he has
maps. Yeah, he has maps, but I'm trying to improv the discussion. Everything just goes to hell.
Love ancient evils.
Yeah. Okay, so I look around. Do I see anybody that looks like they have maps for sale? Or anybody that has anything of interest to discuss?
You see people with, like, parchments that are folded up.
Sure.
That could be maps. You don't know.
Yeah.
If you go over there and start talking, he says they're just things like, you know, recipes and myths and just different things you would find at, like, a bookstore, kind of. But they're all just scrolls, very small.
Sure. Is there a bookkeeper or employee there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, good sir.
Hey,
welcome.
How you doing?
He's a human.
What's your most beat up, least valuable book?
What stuff that you don't like that you sell?
Sorry, guys. Hey, I'm looking for some information. Hope you can help me.
These are all filled with information.
Yeah. Am I allowed to just kind of peruse and then buy what helps me out, or do I need to buy before I'm able to look?
You know, again, I'm aware of my stock. Let me help you find something.
Okay, well, I'm looking for a geographical problem. I'm looking for something that used to be called the, what was the sea called again?
Gray Ocean.
Here it's called the Shimmering Sea, but I'm not even sure if that's a true fact or not.
Well, that's the Shimmering Sea.
Just right over
there. Have you spoken to Zeke yet? He has maps.
We've all been here forever, and the sea's right fucking there.
The Shimmering Sea is right there.
Okay, that's the Shimmering Sea.
Yeah, we're trying to get across it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zeke is your man. Tell him I sent you. I get commission.
I would do that. What does Zeke do again? Sorry, I missed it.
Zeke is
the guy you were just talking to.
Yeah, he was the half of the cartographer.
Go back to Zeke. Okay. All right, so I make my way back to Zeke.
Okay.
Tell yourself out of mercy. All
right. Zeke!
I'm right here.
Hey, buddy. Hey, so about before, I was just playing around. I thought that, you know, like I said before, I have a couple halfling friends. I don't mean to be offensive, but you kind of looked like just like a guy that I used to hang out with when I was a kid.
I looked like?
Yeah, you looked like him.
But...
And you weren't, and I was playing around, and it was an inside joke, and it just got a little crazy. He used to have this whole bit where he thought I was blind, and I would, like, you know, grab at his mom and be like, you know. Anyway, so, now that we're back on good graces...
Are we now?
Are we not?
Well,
are we gonna continue
let's just get this over with.
Okay, yeah. That would be awesome.
How about that?
Yeah. Okay, so, look, man, I'm looking for maps on whatever on this other side of the sea. Would you have anything like that?
Well, see, the oceans are connected. So on the other side of the sea is many things, on the other side of the sea is many things.
Yeah,
so
okay.
What
so
exactly are you looking for?
Like that way, because the
island.
Sea is right there. We're looking for an island. An island that has, what's some stuff on it?
I don't think we know, do we?
We have a map of the island.
We had something.
I would tell him the same
the
thing.
Island
the
island is called
you have Selenos.
What was the map we
can give him the map.
Give him the map.
Give him the map.
Do we have a map?
You had a map that we got from before.
It's on the cloak.
I don't have a map.
It's on the cloak.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah,
does.
It's a map.
Okay.
Sure. You have it.
Yeah, just save.
Okay, so I have this map here, and I'm looking for information about it.
I see. Are you willing to pay for this information?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Sure.
Let me have a look here. Yes. There's no star chart on this map. That's going to be difficult to find exactly where it is without it.
But you've never seen anything like this in terms of the shape or the layout.
Hang on. Let's have 5 silver pieces.
5 silver pieces?
Yep.
I can do that.
All right, thank you.
Here, 5.
I can't find anything. Here you go.
You just can't find anything.
So no. Okay. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Come now.
I have my own jokes.
I made another funny.
I can't tell you exactly where this is, but I can tell you that whoever drew it was
blind
near the North Pole.
How would you gather that information? What do you mean?
Because he can sort of look at the shapes of it, and he understands like the coordinate projections of the map. And depending on where you're looking from, right, your stars, you're going to draw maps differently, kind of the thing. So he can tell that it's been drawn by someone who drew it referencing north stars,
like sure.
North of the equator, near the poles.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this: have you ever heard of?
He can tell because of like the various distortions.
Sure. Have you ever heard of this there's this dwarf.
Igor.
What? Igor. He claims to be a king, and he claims his kingdom is in the north. You ever heard of this guy, or you know anything about him?
I'm afraid not. What's the kingdom?
Freeze your ass off.
Yeah, freeze your ass off. Fryzuzov off something.
Fryzuzov.
Yeah.
Across the shimmering sea.
Here, hang on. He sort of looks through his maps, and he has one that's it's very old, like it's weathered, it's missing pieces. He says, yes, it hasn't been called by that name in some time, but here.
Here's the kingdom is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Well, what's the ocean in between?
The Shimmering Sea.
Okay, I wonder if it's an old map. It was called the Gray Sea.
It wasn't.
Okay.
No, that's much older.
Has he heard of that?
The Gray Ocean?
I'm not there. I'm just... Here.
He said he hadn't heard about it.
No.
Okay.
He knew the Shimmering Sea, which was right over there.
Yeah. So would you like to purchase this map?
Well, how much would you let it go for?
Well, now that we're good buddies, I think that we could let it go 15 gold pieces, let's say. It's quite rare. Quite old.
Would you let it go for 10?
10? Are you trying to short me?
No, that's just all I have.
What?
That's all I have.
10? Come on now.
Well, you took my 5 gold.
5 silver.
And now I... What was that? What was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 5 silver. And this is 15 gold.
15 gold.
Yeah. Okay. See, I mean, that's all I had left in terms of silver, and this is all I have in gold. I mean, I would give it to you, but I literally have nothing else.
I suppose you could get a job on the dock, maybe?
Yeah.
A couple months, you'll save up.
Can he persuade you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me...
Roll personality.
Okay.
Or, you might have a spell.
It
might be of assistance, too. You might have a charm person. I can't remember.
Or, ask him how long he's had this map. And who else would buy
it? Let me tell you this. What's your name, by the way? Oh, man, I got your name.
Zeke.
Yeah. Zeke, are you do you believe in good luck?
I'm a halfling.
Yeah.
We invented luck.
You invented luck?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, I'm a traveler. I've traveled a long way to get to where I am here, right?
I imagine you can't stay in the same place for a long
time. Not really.
I understand.
But I'd like to get in every nook and cranny. I find a lot of things, you know, especially in swamps. Okay? So in the swamp, I came across this woman. She was in duress. And she was actually dying. I'm not sure what she died of, just that after I met her, she passed away. And she asked for my help. And you know, I was like, well, yeah, I can help you out, but what's in it for me? Because, you know, Zeke, I'm a traveling guy. I need to be able to get paid, you know, for my help.
We all do.
Yeah, yes. You understand.
I understand.
Now, she didn't have any money with her, but what she did have were shavings from a tree. She said this tree was the oldest tree in her country, and that whenever you were able to, you know, keep, like, a part of this tree with you, you had amazing good luck, which I felt like, well, I think she might be messing around with it because I just found her, she's dying. You know, so what kind of good luck are you gonna get from there? She wrapped it in this silk, covering, but I mean, you could tell that she had been running for a long time. The silk was kind of holy and it was all frayed and stuff. But anyway, I mean, the shavings were in there. And I was thinking, you know what?
these shavings, this is silly, but I'm just gonna take it, because what else do I have, you know? Buried her in a swamp. Anyway, after that...
This is a lovely story.
It's great, but I'm getting the best part.
Ah,
now, I thought that, you know, obviously it's not a good luck thing, and she was crazy and delirious and stuff like that, but I gotta tell you, man, after that happened, I started having the craziest luck. Okay.
10 gold's worth of luck, it seems.
At least 5.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I have 10 gold, and then I have these shavings, and I was just thinking, like, you know what? We kind of went off a bad start. I need to be also be able to, you know, make up for that 5 gold difference that we have.
Can I see them?
Yeah, you can see them. They're right here.
Let's have a look.
It's weird. I've been carrying them for a while, and they look fresh, don't they?
Is that a tree?
Yeah.
Yes.
She had a name for it, but my memory is not the greatest. She said it was the oldest, biggest tree in her country. And that, she actually says it was the first tree.
Was it rusting?
I don't know what that means, first tree.
Can you roll personality?
Yeah.
8.
Zero modifier.
Right. Well, is this the only thing you need from me? You're never going to come back.
I just need the map and I...
Very good. Yeah. So, let's do this.
Sure.
10 gold.
Sure.
The shavings.
The shavings.
Deal.
Do you want the silk too? You can keep the silk if you want,
yes.
But... Okay, that's... Okay.
Very good.
All right, well, thank you very much.
There you are.
We'll see you later, buddy.
No, I hope not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you little shit. All right.
Eric's character just pisses off everyone he meets.
I will say it's 5:05.
He's like the jerk.
I think we need to like wake up this dwarf, get him sobered up, have the frickin' Jay's 5, try to steal some money from the
Jay's
mayor.
Five. So we all meet back up, maybe?
Why is it your team? I'm the one coming up with this idea. We go in, we rob from the mayor, and then get on a jetty and take off.
My idea.
What are you saying?
What?
Any NPCs that like ever join you at your party?
Well, absolutely. You can hire servants.
Yeah, he has a familiar.
Yeah, I have a familiar. And then I remember one time we had one and we had Splug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a little kobold.
No. So, you know, depending on the area.
NPCs?
Yeah. What?
You romance NPCs?
Theoretically.
So we meet back up then.
So you have a map.
Anyway, so I got this map. Don't ask how.
Okay.
But you just told us.
From a sailor?
Well, I was going to cut it off because I'm going to cut out the beeping. Or Aaron would cut out the beeping.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I got a map to this northern kingdom, if that is in fact a kingdom. All we know is that's some kind of shanty town.
Shanty town.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Hoover houses. The northern kingdom is a shanty town?
Yeah, isn't that what someone said earlier? Someone was like, I've been across there and it was like a shanty thing?
Yeah, so you know, long ago it was like a dwarven mine flourishing,
yeah.
But apparently as of, you know, the last few, who knows how many years, it's not anymore.
Yeah.
That's what Captain Crisp said.
You know where it is, you have a map, and you also got information that it's likely that the star chart was drawn in that general area.
Yeah, so if we can combine this star chart with this map, we might be able to find this island.
But we might have to go to that place first.
Possibly.
Freeze your ass off.
To be able to find the star.
Freeze your ass off place.
Freeze off.
Are you talking around the dwarf?
Probably not.
The dwarf came?
Probably not.
Yeah, he's in the street still.
Okay.
What the fuck were we doing before we had to go off on this rabbit trail to save our own lives? I can't remember now.
You were going to try and find the treasure map.
Yeah.
You had the map, and the book said, hey, lots of money here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're still going there.
We're still going there.
But yeah, the treasure is now life, is what it's going to be.
Yeah. The reward is living.
We should have went to the north. So, all right, so we're going to have to, like, we need to figure out our transport.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need a captain or something. How'd talk with Mankey go?
It's crisp.
Whatever.
Primate.
No, I bought him a beer. We left on good terms. I told him I'd come back, and we could, you know, if it's something we wanted to do, we would talk business.
Is what something we want to do?
50 gold pieces a week.
Yes.
50 gold pieces
100
a week.
100 up front.
200 altogether. Yeah. If we're there, cutting there,
100
2
up
weeks
front?
There, 2 weeks back.
Yeah.
What if we don't need to come back?
Well, we'll leave him.
Then he won't get paid.
He'll probably want him to take you somewhere.
Maybe, I guess. How about.
If not, you could renegotiate with other. If there are
50
other ships.
Now plus. 17 when we leave.
the next place.
17? Well, these guys must really be desperate.
What the fuck that's from, Rick? I'm just kidding. So maybe we can make a better...
Do that.
Maybe we can make a deal with him there. Perhaps.
I'm
laughing.
What I'm trying to get a laugh.
Maybe we can make a deal with him on the price, at least. What about the jetty? Do you know anything about the jetty?
I'm sure there's going to be more, like, role-playing and stuff later.
So you don't know anything about the jetty?
Money and stuff.
I mean,
what do you fucking know? You sat on a dwarf.
I got babysitting duty, okay?
If you want to skip to the night, they can negotiate with Crisp, and you can sneak in.
Okay.
And we can end it before you roll the sneak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So let's take this guy, find an in place, and do that. Right. And we'll talk to Crisp.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are going to negotiate.
Let's get this dwarf someplace where he can be okay too. All
right. So you get him. Are you staying at like the Briny Rose or at the cheap one?
Probably can't get him into the Briny Rose.
Yeah. Probably not. Unless you wash him off.
Let's wash him off somewhere.
We gotta get something. Just dip him in the ocean.
No. Yeah. Well, I guess it could.
Let's just dip him in the ocean for a minute.
Hey, it's a nice place.
Ah, yeah, yeah,
all right, so yeah, you dip him in the ocean. Are you interested in like a one room for all of you, like a large room with a bunch of like, you know, pillows and things like that, or are you looking for individual rooms?
Individual rooms.
I'm good with one room.
Okay. What? All right, I guess I'm by myself.
I don't want to waste my own rooms.
Right? Let's get one room.
He's gonna get a room by himself, and you guys can all
see how much it costs.
All right, we'll be with the dwarf, I guess.
Okay, I'll room by myself.
Okay,
sounds good.
If you want a,
this is like 50 gold pieces for this crappy room.
It's probably pricey, like 2 gold or something.
Birding saddlebags.
Just started gathering trash as we were going. You could have gotten a discount, like me.
He's just trying to get rid of you. Got a discount. We can do that candle.
So it's 4 gold a night for an individual room, or it's 1 gold for like a one that would fit all of you.
Like a big, so it's a big ass room.
It's big, yeah. But there's no privacy or, you know. I mean, there's screens, I guess.
There's not like a closed door or anything.
I'm fine
like
with a big room.
Like somebody could
I'll stay in the big room.
And all right, check. So 1 gold. All right. You have other accommodations.
Yes.
Check. I'm not worried about the chick. I'm worried about this dwarf.
Okay, so night comes. You guys will start your negotiations. Let's move over here to Sting.
Yeah.
Yep. So, do you show up at
yes.
the... Okay, so you show up.
Bathed.
Bathed.
Trimmed.
She, some rose petals leading to her door. Mm.
Have they been stepped on?
No. Okay. So you open the door. She is sparkly, very fancily dressed.
Like the sea.
Shimmering.
Yes, like the shimmering sea. I'm so glad you could make it.
Me as well.
Very good. So what is your plan? Are you going to drug her?
You're gonna fuck
or...
this
fuck her to sleep.
Having like, a good time.
I feel as if she's going to try and drug me or pry information from me, so...
Let that happen.
Like, I'm gonna switch drinks.
You counter drug her.
Like,
roll an assault check.
And drug her before she
give her a forgive me now.
Natural 20.
Wow. All right. So she does dose your drink.
Okay.
And you are able to switch them without her seeing.
Excellent.
She drinks the drink that she dosed.
Yep. Oh!
Dosey do. I think that's what they call it.
All right.
Dosey do.
She made sure there's still enough time for the activity.
Right.
So, well, do you like
you don't have to,
yourself?
You don't have to do
it.
Or
do you mean, no?
Are you talking about? You say that's... Calvin doesn't have to wait till she passes out.
Or you have a good time.
What'd you drug her? I mean, she had plans of doing that originally.
She's a very experienced woman.
Good drug.
You need some experience, Sting.
I don't want to roofie this chick.
You already did.
I mean, she was going to roofie me.
That's
yeah.
What I'm saying.
That's,
no,
that's the best kind of roofie.
All right. Yeah,
I'm neutral.
I mean,
roofie.
Me. Go ahead.
All right, so you guys spend a lovely
3 minutes,
half hour together.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 minutes?
That long?
Roll stamina.
Roll stamina.
Roll stamina.
Roll stamina. Right.
Roll stamina. Let's see what it is.
A 4.
Oh,
4 minutes.
4 minutes of playtime.
So she's hoping for round 2, but before that can come, she falls asleep.
All right.
You want to use some luck?
You make her.
So, the button right there.
You make your way downstairs and try to sneak your way into her room.
Okay.
Roll. I took her.
Did he snag the amulet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can look around her room too if you want.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Any hidden drawers or?
You don't see anything in here. You think it's more likely that her
everything hidden would be behind the tapestry?
15 minutes.
Likely, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably all in her office because that's locked and the bedroom is here. Okay. So go down. Try and roll stealth to try and sneak into her room.
Let's see.
And pick the lock.
Do you sneak?
Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Another adventure, one step closer to who knows where at this point.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure there'll be people that I'll piss off.
We'll have to find out.
Even more.
Thank you guys for watching. We will be back again with more RPG Tabletop with Blind Wave, with Rick.
Ricky Sanchez.
Yes, we will be back again with more. So make sure you guys stay tuned and find out what happened here.
Yeah, the morning after.